my, what a clusterfuck of fuckdom, Jack. We are back after a 9-year hiatus.
You know, I was thinking about it, but I heard an interesting fact the other day on some, I think it was on KTLA. They said now there is 1.5 million podcasts. So I was like, the people aren't missing out. Every asshole in the world has a podcast now.
Everyone.
1.5 million. I don't know where they got that number, but that's what I was watching something and they're like, there's 1.5 million podcasts now.
Well, they're also going, like, they're out now. Like, now podcasting, and if you look, a lot of them are short form. They're like 7-8 minute podcasts.
Right.
Like that kind of shit going on. So you get that. And then so many people are just ditching that altogether and vlogging. That's a whole thing. And then there's YouTube channels and all that. So that's replacing podcasting. Podcasting's already out.
Yeah, but it's just crazy. You know, like even like all the KTLA personalities have podcasts now that they promote. All the radio stations, all the radio personalities do, you know, podcasts and separate. It's like there's so much. In fact, I have found during this whole lockdown, I am now sick of anybody live from their house. I want actual quality programming.
Yes, and I can't listen to a lot of my favorite radio shows. And I said this the last time we talked, they sound like shit and there's a delay. Yep. And it's like, you know what? There's this one show in particular, my favorite show. And it's on 710, the ESPN. And it's the afternoon sports show. I love that show. And they have a new producer who I don't really like. It's a chick. And I am a sexist asshole, not huge on chicks on doing sports shows. As of yet, I haven't found any that I absolutely love. And it's not like they don't know sports or anything. Just haven't found one that I just have totally clicked with yet. Right. And so she's like, hey, all right, all right. And then she's like a millennial young person. So I'm already And now she's at home and there's a huge fucking delay every time she fucking talks. Right. And I'm like, why you fucking talk to her? I'm screaming at the fucking radio. Stop fucking talking to her.
Okay.
Oh, it drives me nuts.
Now, I drive very infrequently, although I say that and I actually drove today. I went to work for a little while, but I usually drive one day a week to go pick up kids and then to drop them off. That's it.
Yeah.
So I hear very little radio, but I was driving at one point and heard Lisa Fox live from home and thought, is that necessary? Like, what is she adding? She front and back sells songs. Why the fuck would they even bother setting up so she could record from home? That so doesn't matter.
All Clear Channel employees are from home, and I know because Chuck set it all up. All of them. Chuck was going
the one who had to do.
And then he was renting them the equipment to use because it's all his equipment. So he's like done well on that, but that dude's hurting now. He has lost tons of money in this shutdown.
It'll be interesting to see what radio recovers from this because they have laid off a shitload of people, and I don't see those people coming back.
Okay, my wife's station, you know they furloughed Frosty, but not Heidi and Frank.
Yes, they did that early on.
Yeah, and then they've laid off one of the station's entire sales department, and they have the others doing it, and then they cracked the other ones. Like, they're working their asses off, and they're getting no money. It's scary. Like, we're every day wondering if she's going to have a gig.
Well, see, here's what I thought would save the salespeople is that there's going to be political money coming in here. That doesn't stop. Coronavirus or not. In fact, I've seen them ramping up the commercials. The TV commercials have started, you know, for some local seats and shit. So that political money is going to come in here at the end of the, you know, towards the next couple months.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. But they're on K-Day, which they also own. Remember, they own KLOS and K-Day. On K-Day, the morning show goes 6 till noon. And
holy
then
crap.
The afternoon show goes noon to 7. And everyone else got laid off or furloughed or whatever.
I'm telling you, radio doesn't come back.
As it was.
No, they will keep it bare minimum because it already didn't matter. And now that they've been given the green light, you know, through this as an excuse to get rid of a bunch of people, those people aren't coming back. Sad.
Okay.
Sad.
Do you remember the beginning of the end for radio was 9/11? And
right.
It wasn't,
that's when they cut a bunch of
people. And it wasn't that 9/11 did anything. It gave them an excuse to level right. people like, oh, the economy's in the crapper now. No one's advertising. It's uncertain future, blah, 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 blah. And they whack. Clear Channel started right. whacking fucking people. And then they started lowballing their staff. Like, oh, well, you're lucky you have a job because we fired all these people. Fuck you. You got a 50% pay cut.
And then, I did see Jamie Post said that she had to take a pay cut.
Oh, yeah, she works for one of the worst companies in the world, right? Intercom.
Oh, I don't know which one she works for, but yeah. She had posted because I guess they had laid off some people, and she said, you know, I feel so lucky to have a job. I had to take a pay cut, but I'm still here. So
yeah, no, that's it's true. Oh my right. God. And then this, a lot has happened since we all last talked. I am doing, and I forgot I even agreed to do this. It's one of those deals. Fucking. Okay, remember Rocky? We had that syndicated show that we'd been pitching shit. For so years.
You're doing right? something with them again?
No, okay. No, and then when I got this job I have now, I was like, hey, fuck you guys. I got a right. better job that gives me a life. I'm home on the weekends. I can't do yeah, this I anymore. Do I don't have the time. Sorry. I gave this fucking 2 years of my life to pan out.
Right.
And it never right. did. And they're like, oh, fuck. Well, then Rocky was bummed. And, you know, and he's got babies, just right. married and has little babies. And he's like, oh, well, I've got another thing. Will you do this with me and just voice track? And I'm going to produce this show. And I got stations that are interested. And it's an overnight show. It's like a syndicated overnight show.
Oh, okay. And he goes, so you're just tracking.
Yeah. And he goes, will you just voice track it? And right. so I'm like, sure. So then I'm not kidding. Like 2 weeks ago, he goes, hey, you know that show where we're going to voice track or whatever? I'm real busy. Will you do the music? And I'm like,
what do you mean? Like program it?
Well, I'm like, what do you mean? I go, I thought we were just syndicating a show on it. He goes, yeah, but we're sending them 6 hours. It's a 6 hour show.
Oh, he puts it all together
yes,
with the music.
We just
in it?
Send them a 6 hour show. And he goes, and it's not done yet, but I need it like that.
What format?
Well, this is what I love. It's fucking pirate radio. It's hairband rock.
Oh, okay.
So, and I yeah. love that stuff. So I go, okay. All right. So I programmed 6 hours, and that's a bitch because you got to time them all and do all that shit and get right. everything down. So I programmed 6 hours, and I sent it to him. A couple days later, hey, will you voice track that? I'm going to send you a script. Will you voice track this? So then I voice track it, and then I send it to him. And now remember, by the way, I probably sound very different than the last time you guys remember us because my fucking microphone has been completely re-fucking tooled because every radio douche in the world has to have the settings like they want it.
Right.
Oh, we got to change this, change that. And I've done it, like, cut it three fucking times.
And you didn't even really want
and, to and remember,
it.
I didn't have a computer initially. Right. I was doing and then I finally got
taping?
All the shit.
Were you going, like, direct to tape?
No, I was recording it and then onto a disc and then ripping the disc is what I ended up okay. doing. But I couldn't. There was so much shit where this wasn't working. Now, right. and now, it's like, if this goes, I'm going to fucking be voice tracking a six-hour fucking daily radio show. I don't want to do that.
Programming the music?
I'm not programming the music. He can suck a dick. I'm not programming. I yeah. did that for the pilot episode. I'm not okay. fucking programming any more no. music. Because on top of this, here's another project I got myself into. Your friend of mine, the wonderful fucking Chuck Eyed, came up with something really fucking cool. And I like okay. it. And we talked about it. And I said I would be involved. And he's like, all right, well, I got to do this and this and this and this. And then we'll talk. Well, guess what? It's all fucking ready to go now.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, shit. Now I'm voice tracking this other show. And then I told him I'd help him with this thing. And it's an internet radio station is what it is. And they've got, it's two internet radio stations. I'm only involved with one. And it's going to be on, and it's the old Big 49. Remember the pirate radio station he ran from his house?
Oh, right. Okay.
Okay, that's now going online as a radio station. And the dudes he did it with are partnering in. One of his buddies owns a, I don't know if it's a guitar company or something out there in Redlands.
Okay.
And he's the primary backer.
How does that work with the music? How much do you have to pay? I thought the problem with the internet radio stations is the licensing, you know,
that's
like
where all the money is. That's the right now. The right. last thing holding this up is getting all of that money. There's a few sponsors already ready to go. But they've got to get the money. It's like $20,000 or $30,000 to pay the music
okay,
licensing
fee. That's what
I thought.
Yeah. I thought it was variable to market size, but I thought it was still pretty expensive.
No, it's expensive, and it's going to be, and I don't know if it's how it affects on the, and honest to God, they're handling everything. And right. I trust yeah, Chuck to the fullest. That's not
your problem.
That dude's a fucking, that dude's one of the smartest guys I've ever worked with. Chuck is a brilliant dude with that. But so he's got a full radio station, full everything, all the gear in the world. And they're going to do this rock station with a slant for motocross, because that's his thing. So it's going to be almost almost like right. the shit I was doing at Sirius in a way, but not extreme sports, strictly motocross. That's the thing. It's going to be a motocross rock station. And he's got a bunch of dudes, and then my job is to work with the dudes to get them on their make basically motocross dudes radio dudes. And you
You're
know
going to be a program director.
I said I'm not going to be a program director, but I think I am an APD.
Okay.
Because that's when you're the program director. Then you're involved in everything. And right. on top of all this, my job, which already consumed my life, has right. now added, I have an extra, I work 10-hour days now since the coronavirus shit, because I got to screen every employee coming into the building. So I get there. So
you have to get there earlier.
I'm there by 7:30, or I start at 7:30, and then I'm staying later too. I don't know why, but I'm staying till a little after 5. So that's my day, 7:30 to a little after 5. And you know, this studio is going to be in Redlands. I can't,
yeah, but you don't have to go there. Do
no,
you?
No, I'm going to do a shift and voice track that from my house. Now, okay. that's another fucking thing I'm doing. So I'm voice tracking a show, and then I got to work with these dudes and listen to the thing. I've realized I'm about to have no fucking life whatsoever, and I'm not making any money on any of this.
Right.
This is against my religion, by the way, to do radio shit for no money.
And best case scenario, that shit doesn't pay in the best case scenario. Like, how much could a internet radio station, if it took off gangbusters, which how big can you be when you're only motocross? But, you know, there's not going to be a shitload of money coming in from that anyway.
It's got a cool business plan. I mean, I see where it can make money, but you're right. It's not going to be making $30, $40 million a year or 20 right. or 5 or 10.
Right.
It's not there. But also, here's the crazy thing. Outside of the music, there's no overhead. Anything right. it makes, it's once you clear the music, anything it makes is you know, right. for paying staff and all that shit. But
right. Well, you could say that about a podcast too. You don't even have to pay yeah. for music. You could do a motocross podcast, but good luck making money. There's 1.5 million podcasts and like a dozen of them make money.
Yeah. So this is, well, the crazy thing about this, that this is where I was like, all right, I'm in. There's another radio engineer dude that designed some software and did a bunch of really cool shit, and he's involved, and he already has, they have the app. This thing's an app. So you just click the app and it's on. So it'll be live streaming on an app. And that's where I was like, it's not just an internet radio station where you got to log in or whatever. If you have the app, you can stream it anywhere, you know, but not
that. I mean, that's all. You
know, so it was cool.
You're competing against Spotify and Pandora. Yes,
exactly.
And, you know,
all that
Deezer
shit.
But all of those.
But in truth, most of those, that's pure music. And this will be personality. This will be personality radio. And I'm a believer in fighting that personality is radio. It, you know, music is, it's a 50-50 split, but one is as important as the other.
Spotify has podcast now, and they have a really interesting thing that I discovered the other day called Your Morning Commute. And they interject news. Then they've paid these like short-term podcasters. There's one who does a thing on finance, one who does a lifestyle. They interject those into songs you like, and it's about an hour and a half long. And it's on Spotify, and it's called something. It's called like Your Morning Drive or something. And it has news, lifestyle, and your music based on what you listen to. I mean, good luck radio competing with that. It has all the music I like and timely shit.
Yeah, no shit, huh? It's fucking crazy. Yeah, so we're gonna do this, and remember, I have to put a limit on this because I'll be out at a certain point. Right. Even though I am getting out of this at the house, like Chuck's hooking me up, so I'll have new computers because I'm also gotta do. I'm also doing production, so I have to have all that shit at my house, and I have to be able to do production. So
it's like a nightmare.
No, I'm gonna get up. Because I already get up. I get up at 6. And I get out the door and I get to work. And I get home about 5:30 if I'm lucky. You know, that's with no traffic.
Yeah, right now you're getting home at 5:30. Yeah.
And then I make dinner because no one in my house can manage to take a shit by themselves. So I make dinner and then I do whatever I got to do. And one night a week I have to write. I still write.
Right.
At least I get paid to write.
Well, you know, it's funny. Right before all this shit went down, 909 hit me.
909!
He's like, dude, do you want to write Jack stuff? I'm expanding my role. And I was like, sure, I'll do it. You know, like, I didn't really want to, but Bing thought it was really fucking cool. And I was like, because Bing's really into like sketch comedy and shit.
Yeah.
And so it was like, fuck, I'll do this for a while. It was a little, we never even got to the point to talk how much money it was going to be. I knew it wasn't going to be much, but I thought it'd be fun. I'll write a little. And then it all fell through with all this shit, but I almost was doing some radio crap.
Oh, dude. I want to be doing no radio crap ever again as long as I live. Or I want to do only radio crap and make money is what I want to do.
Decent living at it. No, for sure.
Yeah. Or I, but I'm done doing this shit and not making money. And here I am back in the throes of shit, doing a bunch of shit for no money.
For sure. No. Hey, I thought about you the other day because with all this shit going on, and I post about it, the freeways have been empty. So I've been, Lucy has her license.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She got her license a month or maybe 2 or 3 months ago, but I haven't really let her drive on the freeways because it's fucking insane. Right.
Yeah.
But all this shit going on, I've been like, she's been, when I go get them, I let her drive back and then she drives, you know, that's 30 some miles each way on LA freeways. She's been getting in, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Because I was so nervous about it all. And it's been nice to have this time for her to get freeway time with no cars. But then I thought, is your daughter driving at all? No. I haven't heard any stories.
No desire.
She didn't want to get a, okay.
Nope. No desire. None whatsoever. Yeah, no. I'm like, and the crazy thing is I paid like the permit and all that. She didn't have a permit. I paid for all the classes and all that crap.
Oh, right. All the crap you have to do.
Never did them.
Oh, wow. Lucy was pumped on getting a license and she got it. And then she was mad at me because I was like, you know, when I learned to drive, when we were kids, you got a license and they just set you free. But I was driving in Burbank 2.5-3 miles to school and back every day on, you know, where she lives out in Simi Valley, the speed limits on the streets are like 50 miles per hour.
Yeah,
they're like free
big speed. It's that, you know, that area reminds me of Orange County in that sense. There's those big, wide roads that go fast.
Where the speed limits are all high. And I'm like, this is dangerous. I was like, you know, I spent probably the first couple of years of driving, mainly just driving around Burbank where the fastest road is 35 miles per hour.
I know.
And she was out, you know, I'm like, this is really dangerous where you live and all this shit. But to get her on a freeway when it's not absolutely insane has been really good. And she's been excited to do.
I told my mine the other day, I was like, hey, there's no traffic. It's the weekend. Why don't you drive? Like, let's go for a ride. You can drive. No, I'll crash. She's learning to fucking drive. Like, none whatsoever.
Yeah, and, no, Lucy is pumped on it. And she, you know, and this driving on the freeway thing has been good. It's actually been kind of a... You know, the positive to all this negative shit is that it's given me an opportunity to see her on the freeway and to get her on there a lot, which has made me feel a little bit more comfortable. But she's still not great. She, you know, like we have notes every ride.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
She sometimes drifts into the lane next to me. I'm like, you're drifting.
Dude, my wife's the worst driver in the world.
How many accidents has she been in? I remember she would get in accidents on the way to work. And you'd be like, how did you even do that?
You know, we just got the Prius back from the shop about 2 weeks ago. It was in the shop for like 6 weeks.
She run into? Curve?
Actually,
wall.
This time, first time ever, she was at a fucking red light and a fucking kid rear-ended her.
Oh, so she got hit.
Yeah. And by the way, he was driving his mom's car and wasn't insured on it.
Uh-huh.
Out in the valley. And then... we had a rental car for 4 weeks and all the shit was happening. And then finally she goes, this is stupid. I don't need a rental car. She took the rental car back, had no car for like 2 weeks. And then finally it took like 6 weeks for the freaking car to come back.
Yeah. Auto body shit takes forever.
Especially during COVID-19 quarantine.
Well, you know, it's fine. I went to my mechanic yesterday because I needed a smog check,
Yeah.
and they were fucking dead. He had like he took the second I pulled in, he pulled my car because I have like a regular mechanic and they happen to do smog check. It's not like their main business. But they were just all sitting around. Like I got in and out of there in like 15 minutes because they were
Oh,
doing
God.
nothing. They had nothing going on.
That's funny. The guy at work, my boss is one of those dudes that insists on only the dealer work on his car, which, but when you're rich
This
as fuck,
sucks.
that doesn't matter. You can just pay
Right.
that. So
Right.
he only has the dealership work on his cars. But we do have a gas station around the corner from work, and the guy's awesome, and he does a lot of shit. And he'll every now and then, if we need something just real quick, we'll run it over there. Then all of the employees use him for
Right.
shit on their cars. And he's like that too. He's like an awesome dude. And he's also a gas station. And I get my gas there all the time because it's the cheapest gas I can find. And I'm not kidding. He's just sitting in the garage, leaning up against the wall whenever I go in there to get gas. He's like, hey, what's up, buddy? How you guys doing?
Yeah, no, my mechanic, I think, was excited to have somebody to talk to. I mean, it's him and his dad are the owners, and it was only the two of them when I showed up. Usually they have a few other guys working there, but they have nothing, if nobody's driving anywhere. I heard a stat the other day that something like in 1 month, $4 billion was saved in LA from accidents that would normally happen,
Oh, that's why insurance companies are giving back all that money.
Oh, yeah. No, they were like from all the things that, from property damage, the lawsuits, the insurance claims, the emergency vehicles that have to come and show up, road
Wow.
repairs that cost like something was like in 1 month, $4 billion was saved from nobody driving.
Okay, but there are, it sounds like the fucking Indianapolis 500 behind
Yes.
my house,
No.
dude. They
No, people
fly
fucking
down there,
race.
and it happens all day. You'll hear cars racing down there.
Lucy had drove home and I was driving back and, like now they're looking for people, or at least I think they are. So, I'm cruising like at 75. I'm like, I'm not going to get pulled over. I'm over in the second from the slowest lane,
Yeah,
just going
75,
75.
your grandma at this pace.
Right. No, totally. All of a sudden, I'm not really paying attention because I'm going in a straight line. My whole car jerks, like from the concussion of air, a truck flew by me. Who had to be going like 120, 130. I mean, like it made my car move. It was so, and I couldn't believe how fucking fast he was
That
going.
happens to me every single day on my way to and from work. Every single day that happens to me. Like,
Yeah, people are
and
nuts.
I'm usually going 80. I usually hit I don't want to go over 80. I'm like, even at 80, I'm looking around like, hey, they might get me.
Yeah, 80 is like, that's why I was like, I didn't have to be home. It's not like I'm coming home from work. I'm in no hurry. I was like, I'm just going to go 75. I know nobody's fucking with me at 75.
No shit. Not right now.
Yeah.
Santa Monica is out in full force. I've seen them doing radar like the last 5 weekdays in a row. They're on PCH doing radar,
Oh, right.
just
Yeah.
making money too, because everybody's still driving like idiots.
I had to call. And I haven't called 911 in years. I had to call 911 CHP on a semi the other day.
Holy shit.
I was driving to pick up the kids. And you know how now semis never speed because they are monitored and you know what I mean? Like you don't remember when you were kids and semis used to haul ass and you'd be like, holy fuck, that's a big ass truck. But they, now with all the computer monitoring and shit, they all go the speed limit because they're tracked by
Plus,
GPS and they
they got fucking hounded by the highway patrol because that's a way bigger ticket. They'd rather write that one.
Right. So I'm just cruising along again, like on the 118, and a semi blows by me, easily going 90 something, but whatever. Then he's weaving in and out of lanes around cars, and not just the right two lane, he's going three lanes deep over.
Ooh.
And so he gets stuck for a while, and somehow I end up next to him, and he almost sideswipes me. And I'm like, fuck this. This guy, he's speeding. He's going crazy. So I called the CHP. They're like, can you see? I gave him the license number. I could see that. I even had the company name off the side of the truck. And I'm like, fuck. I have dash cam video of him almost sideswiping the car in front of me because
Just trying to do the bob and weave.
in the third lane, he was like, if you were in your Prius going weaving in and out, but he was doing it in a semi with a trailer.
It's fucking crazy, dude.
People are nuts.
Right now, I am having my war of worlds is COVID-19 people. I hate them.
Because you're by the testing.
But I'm not that close. The testing today, it never went away until 4 when it stops, when they stopped the testing. The line never went away. And we're, I checked it, we're 0.6 miles from the testing. And the line goes at least a quarter mile past us. So this is almost a 1 mile line to wait in to get tested.
Right.
And I imagine parts of the day it is a mile long, but usually it's running about 3/4 of a mile where it stays. And so they line them all the way down our street, but these fuckers just block our driveway. Dude, and
that's ridiculous.
I have semis coming in and out all fucking day. And I have people, and I walked out and a lady is blocking the driveway. And so I see the UPS guys pulling out. So I walk out and I ask her, and there, at this point, there was no one behind her. It was still pretty early. It was early in the morning.
So like back up.
She was the last car in line and she's blocking driveway. And I go, hey, I go, excuse me, can you back up so this guy can get out? She rolls the window down and starts fucking screaming at me. Dude.
What basis did she have?
I'm
denied
for COVID-19. I don't got to move my car. Blah, blah, blah. And I just snapped and it was funny. And I think she might've been a bully. But there's a thing, you can't bully a bully, because I fucking unloaded on this fucking lady and scared the shit out of her. And she rolled her fucking windows up and she backed her fucking car up fucking immediately, dude. I got fucking angry and fucking on her like boom. And I was like, oh, fuck
what
you.
What made her think she had the right to block your driveway?
But everyone. But here's the crazy thing. It's not just every single car does it. Like, and I get they think, hey, maybe this is an industrial area and these businesses
maybe they're
are
not
closed.
Open or something.
Yeah. And our gates are solid, like I always say, they're prison gates. You can't see through them.
So maybe they don't know you're open.
So maybe they don't know, and I'll give you that. But when you see cars coming in and out and you see trucks coming in and out, at that point, you've been in line, you've seen a couple, you know this place is open.
Right, right.
So there's no excuse. And UPS guy's in and out. You know how quick they are.
Yeah.
He came in, dropped off, and so they saw him when she was in line, and then she just blocked the driveway and like fucking gave me massive attitude.
People are so entitled and insane. It's amazing.
Well, and on this COVID, they're all, now that the testing is free and you don't have to be sick, before you had to have symptoms or they wouldn't test you.
Now anybody,
to show up. Yeah. So now the line, it's like that all day, every day. It started getting so long that they had to reroute it by us because it was going around the corner, up over an overpass, over another street, and it was fucking traffic up for a whole area.
Why your street? Where is this end up at? Is there like a parking lot that they use?
They use a park, and the park has a gigantic, teardrop circular driveway. It's a cool setup. Like, once you get in.
So they can route you in and then spin you around.
You don't even have to make it. You go in, you get tested, you drive out, and like someone gets your info as you pull in the driveway. You're about middle of the driveway, they test you, and then you pull out the driveway, and it's a constantly moving machine. That's what's got me spooked. Do these people think they have it, or are they just those dumbasses that are making sure they don't have it?
Yeah, it's probably a little bit of both, right?
Yeah, because there's no way in hell I would go get tested unless I honestly thought I had it. Like, oh shit, I feel like I have it.
I'm always, everything medical, don't go until you have to, because usually going to places like that puts you at more risks. You know what I mean? Yeah. Even Bing was like, why would you go if you don't have to? Because those people are touching COVID people all day. You know?
Exactly. Dude, I explained this on the solo pod I did last week when I was testing out the shit. I got really fucked up when I was off for the 4 weeks. I got off my diet and I wasn't paying attention.
I thought you meant sick.
No, well, I ended up getting sick. And then I felt bad for a few days and I had a really bad headache. And then I checked my blood pressure and it was fucking like, you're about to
have
a stroke.
Your meds?
I was taking them, but I was off my fucking, I was off my diet and just fucking up doing shit I shouldn't have been doing.
That's a big part of your thing is your diet, right?
Yeah. So, when I called I was going to go to urgent care, and then I'm like, fuck, I don't want to go to urgent care. And this all happened when the headache finally got worse and it wasn't going away, and it had been like 3 days, it was 3 o'clock in the morning when I checked my blood pressure and realized what was going on. I was like, oh, fuck. So then I'm not going to emergency because I'm not going in there and dealing with that COVID shit. So I'm like, you know what? I would have doubled down on my meds, but I literally ran out of meds that day. So I would have was going to refill the prescription the next day. So I didn't have any meds. I would have doubled down to lower my blood pressure, and I was freaked out. So I go, I'll make it to morning, and in the morning I'll wake up and I'll call my doctor and see what they say. And my doctor said, if this COVID wasn't going on, I'd have you in the hospital right now. And I was like, fuck. And then they ended up just giving me, I have two more fucking prescriptions now.
Okay.
That I'm on, and I'm fine. But like, it was 2 or 3 days. I couldn't do it. I literally like bed rest and fucking take this medication. Check your blood pressure this many times. Call us. Let us know what the fuck it is. It was a whole fucking thing. But I fucked.
Yeah.
It was almost a COVID-19 death.
Right.
Because quarantine fucked me up and I almost killed myself. Oh, dude. Yeah, same thing with my brother. Shit. My brother got really fucked up from this too, being home.
Oh, really? What, is he have high blood pressure?
Yeah, he's got all the same shit.
Okay.
He doesn't have diabetes, though. Only I do.
Okay.
On top of it. Yeah.
So. No, I saw your post. I've been healthier than I normally am, so it's been a weird turn for me.
I buy all of our food and I cook all of our food, but my wife goes into these weird panic buys. We'll go to the store.
We're just loading.
But she'll
up
buy
on
like
shit.
37 loaves of bread.
But bread doesn't last.
I know. And pasta, like, and 30 pounds of rice and all this shit. And then I'm like, I don't want to waste this shit. And I'm not supposed to eat any of that. Like, I can't have any of that. And I was eating pasta. I was eating rice. I was eating bread. I was, like, trying to get rid of it, which I know wasn't smart. And I knew it was not good for me. But I'm like, I'll be all right. I'm not going to be home that long.
Right.
Next thing I know, it was 4 weeks in.
God.
Yeah. So, it was bad.
Are you out? Have you got everything now? Are you out of anything? Toilet paper, paper towels?
No. The hoarder did go by. Like, I'm not kidding. We probably have 300 rolls of toilet paper. So. She bought some fucking, looks like a refrigerator box size of toilet paper.
Okay.
But that being said, she buys, it's literally one ply. Like, your finger goes through it and right up your, if you try to wipe your ass with that shit, your finger goes through it right up your butthole and you have shit on your finger. That's the kind of toilet paper she buys.
Right.
So I buy my own toilet paper.
Yeah, but could you get it? Here's the thing. I never ran out and I got, but all they had at the store was the normal one ply Scott. So I have just that, I have toilet paper. It's just cheap toilet paper. I wouldn't normally buy.
I have 300 rolls of that one ply Scott. And then I buy Charmin and good shit. Cause especially with, because I use the bidet, and the bidet, your ass is wet. So if you put that wet one-ply shit up there, only thing that happens, it just shreds all over your ass. Like paper dingleberries all over your butt is what happens. You can't use, I'd use like half a roll of that shit if I'm using the bidet. So I use good toilet paper. And I always buy a 4-pack or 12, whatever I get on, I get good shit. Right. And when this started, using the bidet, a 4 rolls of good toilet paper will last me a month. Enough. It'll last me a month or more. Okay.
Okay.
So I was like, when this started to go down, I got a 12-pack, which is going to last me 3 months. I'm fine. That fucking asshole, they fucking are taking my fucking toilet paper. Every fucking time they run out, they have 900 fucking rolls in the garage in the fucking one-ply toilet box, but nobody uses that. They use fucking mine. And I'm down to like 3 rolls now. I had 12. I'm at 3 rolls. I'm pissed.
I found hand sanitizer yesterday, which was a score. And even the guy at the checkout was like, we still have this? And I'm like, yeah, it was on the shelf.
That's what they said when I bought my 12 thing of toilet paper. I walked in the store. It was there. I picked it up, put it in my cart. And they're like, you got toilet paper?
Yeah, no, the guy at checkout was, I mean, all these weeks later was shocked that I found hand sanitizer, and I was shocked. I was like, I'll buy it.
Yeah, that's the thing. I made a bunch, and I am literally, I have a spray bottle, and I have, it's like, I have about an inch and a half in the bottom, and then I'm out of my homemade shit.
The thing I still have been unable to find are the Clorox disinfecting wipes. So I've now just made my own bleach water mix that I use to clean shit because I don't have disinfecting wipes.
We have a shitload at work, not the wipes, but the spray, the Clorox disinfectant spray.
Oh, okay.
And
right.
So we've got bottles and bottles and bottles of that, and I end up spraying everything, just wiping it with paper towels at work.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing with my I was able to find bottles of bleach, so I have bleach, and I just mix it with water and spray make my own.
Such a pain in the ass. This
It
whole
is.
thing is a fucking pain in the ass.
It is, but you know what? It's a pain in the ass, but it's the only thing you can do to like slow this down. And I don't understand why dumb shits are like, I want to go out to eat. You know what I mean? Dude, like, I don't understand.
You know, it's weird. I'm weird. Even when I buy takeout, I usually spray the bag before I bring it in the house. Like, I'm weird. I
wipe
do
it
not
all
want
down.
To go eat.
You should, while the kids and I get takeout once a week on our way either to or from. We have a whole process. I'm the only one who's allowed to touch it until I get it in the kitchen. I wash my hands. I get everything out. I disinfect. Like, I try and get it onto plates, everything unwrapped onto plates without minimal amount of touching. Then I wash my hands again. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Nobody can even touch the shit until I go through a whole process.
And the fucking idiot protesters. You know I hate protesters. Those fucking idiots. And here's the thing. I get you can protest. It's America. Fucking yippee yahoo. But if you would just go do it and wear a fucking mask and social distance and do the right thing, I wouldn't fucking hate you. But I hate you because you're out there being fucking an idiot and spreading the shit.
Why do you need assault rifles, too? In Michigan,
they did. That was weird. I didn't understand where that tied into that protest. Those guys all should. Every one of them should have been put in jail. Every fucking one of them.
Yeah,
beat
just,
with a hose
like,
and put in jail.
What does that have to do with any of this?
Yeah.
And then they were no masks yelling in those cops' faces. And I thought, oh, it's funny how everybody, you know, they're all Blue Lives Matter. All those idiots have trucks with American flags with the blue stripe in them. And yet when it comes to I can't go to Cracker Barrel, they'll scream right in their faces.
They need to be – every single one of them should have been beaten and put in prison. Every fucking single one of them.
And even here, Huntington Beach got a control. Ventura, they were – you know,
they weren't carrying guns, though. They were just – but they were being idiots and not wearing masks and out – And oh fuck,
and
it's such a
by
nightmare.
The way, bitching about the fact that they can't go to the beach, just fucking, if you relax for a few months, we could get this under control, but they're going to make it worse. They already have revised all the death totals because they've placated these. Did you see the security guard who got shot because he told some woman to put a mask on?
Dude, I was in Ralph's here in the Palisades a week or two ago, and a lady threw a fucking hissy bitch, an old lady. Because they told her she couldn't be in the store without a mask. She was fucking pissed. And fuck you, I'm not wearing a mask. And they're like, you have to get out of the store. She's like, I'm not fucking leaving. They're like, we'll call the police. And then the manager comes. This whole thing, like, put a fucking mask on, you stupid bitch. I should have slapped
her. How hard is it? It's not a violation of your American rights to just wear a fucking mask.
Fucking think it is. That's what people are so fucking crazy now. That it's un-American. What about the idiots holding the signs up comparing this to slavery? Those fucking morons. These people are so fucking stupid.
It's like, just put on a fucking mask. I get mad. You know, I live on this bike path, and all these idiots are out here without masks on, and they'll be like, well, I'm not going to see anybody. But the whole fucking bike path is full of people. You know what I mean?
I
all
love
these
the,
people who think they're not going to see. I see all these. If I see you, we've seen each other.
Yeah, that dude, over here, no one's wearing a mask. Hardly at all. They're all walking the streets with their families, pushing babies in strollers. Nobody's got a fucking mask. They're all rolling down. And I give them the dirtiest. And I'll even tell people, like, put a fucking mask on. Like,
I go for a walk.
Away
from
me.
You know, I'm not on vacation. First of all, I'm working from home. But second of all, this isn't like time off, right? I don't.
Yeah. It's also stressful
like
because
yeah,
it's a stressful time for everyone.
Right. And so, but I do, instead of my, you know, 40-minute drive to work, I go for a 40-minute to an hour walk every morning. But I get up at 5:30 in the morning still, and I go for a walk. But you know what? I wear a mask even though I'm out there when the sun's coming up because I encounter three or four people on my walk. Yeah, I'm not dozens, but I'm not an asshole.
But
yet you see
here's
these
the
people
thing.
Out there.
You know I don't give a fuck about people. Like, you know,
right.
Like, I'm about me. But at the same time, I have a mom and dad, and I have
right.
mother-in-law and father-in-law, and I have some old people that I like,
okay.
And I don't want them to get killed, so I'm not going
right.
to do that to someone else's fucking old people because I don't want someone to fucking kill my old people.
And it's not that big an imposition on you.
No.
It's not that hard to just wear a mask. It doesn't really, you know, it doesn't hinder my day. I can still go for a walk. I don't suffocate. I'm not, you know, I don't know what right it's violating in me. I go for a walk with a mask on. It's not the end of the world. I get a little sweaty sometimes.
And then the argument that the mask is useless against it. And by the way, partially correct. It's the mask isn't 100%. It's not like it's not as effective as a condom at preventing birth control. Right. It's not. Right. But if I have one on and you have one on, our odds of giving it to each other are greatly, greatly reduced.
Right.
If one of us has it.
And if you can do something simple like that, that's easy, that can greatly reduce it. Why wouldn't you? I don't understand these people.
Dude, you'd be amazed. Like now that we're back and rolling, fucking still is. Our truck drivers walk right in my office with no mask. And I'll be like, hey, dude, you fucking can't come in here without a mask.
Right.
Oh, and some of them say this is bullshit. You can almost tell what part of the country they're from by how offended they are that I tell them to put a mask on.
It's so insane. I went to the market yesterday, and it was the first time. Usually, you know, we have this shitty little Target by my house. It's like a city Target, and that's where I've been going. Target. I can walk there, and they have all the basics that you need, you know, like eggs, cheese, yogurt, bread. You know, it's like, so I can just go there when I need stuff. And it's not very crowded. But yesterday I had to go to the actual Vons over, you know, by on Pass.
Old school Vons.
I hadn't been there. I hadn't been there in months. And everybody was real respectful. They had, you know, the distance things for checkout. They had made all the aisles one way. I was really surprised that everybody was being pretty non-dicky. Everybody had a mask. I didn't see anybody without a mask. The, you know, like they put up the spit guards for the checkout guy.
That was a good idea for the employees.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that it sucks ass for those employees. They, you know, that's not the best job, especially throughout the years they broke the union, you know, like those being a cashier is not what it once was. And they've been thrust into dealing with some of the biggest assholes around.
Yeah, sure. People are dicks to them, especially when they're telling you, hey, back up, stand on that mark of like just trying to keep the social distancing and trying to do what they've been told to do. And people give them massive shit.
And I've heard stories of people getting, you know, store employees getting yelled at because they're out of shit. You know what I mean? Like it's their fault.
Dude.
Because people are entitled and think they should get what they want when they want it.
Dude, tonight on the way home, I went to Taco Bell because I did not feel like cooking and it is Cinco de Mayo. And
is there a line?
No, no line whatsoever. Oh. And I ordered it online and I just went and picked it up.
Oh, okay.
But, that's Shorty's favorite place in the world, which just grosses me out. So I'm like, oh, okay, Cinco de Mayo, I'll go to Taco Bell. And they have this new thing when you order online, and it's called a taco bar. And it's $25.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay, I got it. And I was like, oh, perfect. Okay. I'll just get that and bring it home. This will be perfect. So when I go in there, it's not ready. And you even mark the time you want to pick it up. So I knew what time I'd get there. I mark at this time. And I go in, and it's not ready. And there's no one there. No one inside. Because I clicked to pick up inside.
Okay.
And there's not one person inside. The drive-thru is a little busy, but it's not crazy. And the lady turns to me and goes, you're the first person that's ever ordered this. We don't know what we're doing.
Oh, that's funny.
And they fucked it up so bad. They didn't give me my cheese. And I ordered some other stuff, and they didn't give me that. And they were fucking scattered, man. They were fucking scattered in there. And I didn't yell at them or go off, but I was just like, fuck, whatever. I'm just going because it had already taken way too long.
No, the reason I asked if there was a line is because I went for a little evening walk and I go by my little local Taco Bell and their dining room is not open. You can only go through the drive-thru, but there was a line of cars waiting, like probably 12 cars in a line, never happens at that Taco Bell. And I was like, oh, Cinco de Mayo, people are doing Taco Bell.
By the way, that is some sad ass white people shit right there when you were doing Cinco de Mayo at a Taco Bell.
I guess you're, you know, like, there is a Mexican restaurant across the street that was doing curbside pickup, but you know, your options are more limited. Not all restaurants are open and doing curbside pickup. So I guess some people are just like Taco Bell.
Remember my Chinese place, Wong Kok, I was trying to save. Remember I was doing Wong Kok Wednesdays before all this shit really blew the fuck up. Yep. They're not even open. Cause I went by to try to I was still going to keep getting food to go and trying to help them out. Fucking thing. As soon as I went back to work, I drove over there on my first day back. And it just says closed till further notice.
Yeah, there were a few restaurants like that by me where they were trying for a while, and I don't know if it was just not worth the effort. Maybe they weren't getting enough business, but a few restaurants then are now like closed until,
Yeah.
we can
Dude,
reopen.
I'm seeing a lot of that. And a lot of shit isn't gonna reopen. A lot of shit is
Oh, yeah.
gone forever.
Yeah, and even big things. J. Crew just went bankrupt. That's probably
Did it?
gone.
Do you know what I heard yesterday through work is either I don't know if they're not coming back or they're Chapter 11 or whatever, but Bloomingdale's.
That doesn't surprise me. I wouldn't be surprised if Macy's and JCPenney go under. They were both already hurting, and
And
this cannot have
Sears.
helped.
Sears isn't dead yet. They've still been
Yes.
kicking.
No, you're right. But that the one by me, Sears had gone to an all consignment thing where that's why their merchandise was so shitty. They would only do consignment with their vendors, and so that was a bad sign for them. And you're right, being closed all this
Ooh.
time can.
Yeah, that's your shit doesn't come back from that. God, this has been the biggest fucking nightmare, and seeing how truly awful people are.
Oh no, for sure. I told the kids, I'm like, this is show you people are fucking horrible. They don't give a shit about anybody else, and they are just terrible.
And what's funny, I, being the redneck that I am, as soon as this started, I went and got more guns.
Oh God,
But
there's been a line at all the gun
oh no, I
stores.
didn't go to gun store. I went to the gun depot, my parents' house.
Oh, and stocked up off your dad's.
Yes,
That's
I went
funny.
in and said, "Hey, I don't want to buy another gun, but I need some more guns for this, so I need this, I need this, and I need this, and I need ammo for all of them." Okay, thanks.
You know what, though? I will give people credit on that. There hasn't been a lot of, other than the security guard who got
Yeah.
shot. Where was that, by the way? That wasn't here, was it?
No, but I don't know where it was.
Yeah, I don't know where it was either. But it doesn't seem like people are being super violent or anything. They're just being
Yeah.
assholes.
But as we get into like this closing the beach and shit like that, when it goes to a point where there's a riot somewhere, and if it goes off across, the authorities won't be able to do anything. Remember with the LA riots back in the day? They just let that shit burn for days before they even tried to fucking interact. Now imagine if it wasn't just LA. Imagine if that was going nationwide. They're fucked. And then and
Well,
we're not hopefully heading there, but I mean, I can see from the protest and shit being continued to be closed, some shit jumping off. And when shit jumps off, that's just a spark to
I'm
ignite the
okay
powder
with
keg.
if they let the Huntington Beach burn down.
I'm okay if they let protesters all back. Here's the thing, though, too. They can say, all right, fuck it, we're opening the beaches. I'm not going to beaches. I'm not going
No,
anywhere there's a lot of
in
people.
fact, they did. Did you hear they cut a deal and Laguna Beach is going to be open, and they've struck deals with all those pain in the ass communities that were, and their beaches are going to be open to some extent.
And what my joy of this whole thing with the beach thing was, it was cool for me to see Orange County, which is very conservative, fuck with the governor the way the governor fucks with the president. It's like, oh
Right.
yeah, really? Yeah, fuck you. Guess what? We're not doing that. And in the end, they can be pissed about it, but they really can't do anything. And just like when Orange County said, fuck you, we're not closing the beaches. And then the governor sent people down to enforce their beach close. It was a whole fucking thing, but it was fun to see him get treated like shit, like he treats the president. So I like that. And I hate that guy. I hate that governor. By the way, I know.
He's done a million times better job than the president. I'll give him that.
Oh, no one's doing a good job on this. I'm not, I mean, I'm not thrilled
What's
with
your problem
anyone.
with California's response? I think we've been ahead of
No,
everything.
God, no, I don't like the bullshit of, I don't like they let the prisoners go and that they've already re-violated. I don't like he was giving money to illegals. You know, that's a big fucking sticking point for me. And he kicked that money down. I never got money, by the way. I never got a stimulus check. That fucking shit never came my way. And just in general, I hate that guy. I
Well,
also know
the
someone, I know
stimulus
he
check
fucked
is
my friends.
federal, not
Yeah.
state,
No, I know
so your
he
beef is
fucked
with
my
Trump on
friends.
that one.
He fucked my friend's sister. He did.
But your stimulus check doesn't come from the state, so you don't have a problem with the state on that one.
Yeah. No, I'm saying, oh, I'm not happy with anyone. No one did a good thing. I get to, it's a lose-lose situation. If you were to, and you know, the states all shut down on their own. The feds couldn't really shut each state down. The state had to do their own thing. But I get the delay on shutting shit down because the money, like, in essence, when you shut down, you have fucked your economy. Your economy is
Right.
fucked
Oh, for
once you shut
sure.
it down. And I get that delay. And then I get people wanting to also reopen because they're fucked financially and they're losing everything. Like, I totally understand all sides of that. It's just the whole thing has been, and the fact that, you know, the test,
the thing I,
the test, and the, it's just the whole
fucking
thing. But
the thing I don't understand is reopening is great, but it doesn't help you if nobody wants to go. You could reopen tomorrow all the stores. I'm not going to any fucking stores tomorrow. I'm not stupid.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. And I also believe, and I know, and I keep saying, the Spanish flu, the second wave killed way more people than the first wave. And that's totally true. And that could totally happen too.
Right.
You know, and then there's the people that are still denying this whole thing. This is all bullshit.
No, I know.
Here was my argument on that. And then the argument that got old with me was, hey, the flu kills more people every year than this right. does. I don't know anyone that's died from the flu ever in my life.
And it does. The flu, I mean, it hasn't now. Now COVID-19 has killed more people than the flu. In 3 months, by the way, it's killed more people than the flu.
But I know 4 people personally now.
Right.
4 people who have died from COVID-19.
No. I'm with you. No, that was a stupid argument. And you know, people are – you can't deny that there's a fucking pandemic. It went around the world. It's not some political thing. You know what I mean? Like, they dealt with it in every country in the world.
It's fucking nuts, dude. Like,
Russia's getting hit really hard.
And
right
then, then that's another thing. Then people will throw up numbers. Well, look at Russia and look at China. Don't believe a fucking word they say. They're Russia and fucking China. They're our mortal enemies. China, by the way, is fucked. And we should. I'm big on wanting to boycott everything China that I can from here on out.
Oh, good luck with that.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I'm not gonna buy any more Chinese shit. And then I saw a sale at freaking Harbor Freight Tools. I'm like, oh, fuck that. I gotta go there.
There's nothing you could buy. Even American cars have a certain percentage of Chinese parts. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, no, it's bad. But this is their fault, and this is their bullshit of them trying to cover up their bullshit and lying to everyone. And those motherfuckers is how this got out. Now, you can blame the president for not closing the airports and da 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 da, but
right. I mean,
this pandemic came from China,
and we could have done more. You know, like, it wasn't a secret when they shut down all of Wuhan. Remember that?
Yeah, but they also didn't. We didn't really know the extent of that. Like, you know what I mean? You knew it was shut down, and China was lying about it. And then when they killed that doctor that fucking kind of blew the whistle on the whole thing.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, fuck, he got it. Sorry, he's dead. Oh, nothing to see here. Move on.
Speaking about people, what do you think about the Kim Jong-un thing?
I don't know. They're saying he's dead or a vegetable. And like, yeah, I don't know. Because all these fuckers lie.
especially North Korea.
Foreign countries.
But they're saying that, he made an appearance somewhere. But then I've heard, I'm so confused by the whole thing. Is he dead or isn't he?
I don't know. And I think it's not getting enough, media attention just because there's so much fucking woo flu going on. And the fucking president needs to still stay the fuck off of Twitter. Shut the fuck up. Stop the briefings.
I stopped watching those briefings.
I never watched. I watched one time my first day home from quarantine. I turned the news on. I was so fucking depressed and freaked out after watching the news for like 30 or 40 minutes. I have not turned it on since. I refuse. I'll just stay home.
I watch the governors and the mayors. They're on every day. And the city does, and the city health department does one. And they're all good because they're just information. You know what I mean? It's not – never has the governor or the mayor or the head of the health department gone off on any reporters
That shit, I like those. I see those clips, and they make me laugh. I know it's not a funny situation, but those do make me laugh. But he goes off on the reporters is fucking hysterical to me. There's a guy, by the way, that wrote a book, and he's an old Trump friend. And I wish I could remember the name of this book. And basically, he's friends with Trump. And he said Trump is the world's greatest fucking troll. And he basically trolls these fuckers and does all this shit. And it's kind of like smoke and mirrors. Like, he'll do this, and they're all talking about this, and something else is going on that they're not talking about.
Something else.
Yeah, they're like, he's outfoxing these fuckers at every turn, even though everyone thinks he's a fucking idiot. They're like, he's not. He's ahead of them. And I'm like, hell, it could be. I have no idea. But I wish he would shut the fuck up, personally. Just shut the fuck up.
He's not going to.
No,
he did a Pence today where he toured a mask factory and didn't wear a mask.
Dude, I saw that and Pence did that. What an idiot.
Yeah.
What a fucking idiot. Like, why would you fucking do that?
And the thing that was more upsetting about the whole thing was the way that he tried to spin it first, then his wife lied about it, then ultimately he had to come around and just apologize and say he should have wore a mask. But it's like, I just say you weren't going to wear one. You know what I mean? But they tried to – I didn't know. He was in a room, and every other person in that room was wearing a mask. Everybody.
Yeah. Well, you're in a hospital. You should be wearing a mask, because guess what? People have fucking COVID-19 in that motherfucker.
Right. And his argument about I get tested, I was like, that doesn't really make sense, because you could have been infected. A test doesn't stop you from getting infected.
Yeah, no, the whole thing is – and I do love, too, the stories about the people that are out protesting and saying this is false, and then they have it a week later. That's karma. We're just working at its finest.
But the problem is, if it only affected those people, it'd be great. But who knows who that idiot spread it to while she was,
But that's the whole reason. Like, to me, I don't feel unsafe. Like, dude, I'm taking every single day, I'm doing about 50, 60 people. I'm taking their fucking temperature. I'm assessing them medically every single fucking day. I'm doing this.
Right.
And I don't feel in danger at all, because you know why? I'm wearing a mask. I got on like these goggle things. I got gloves on.
You're doing the right shit.
I'm stepping back and I'm doing the right thing. I don't feel like, I'm not in, and it's weird. I know it's a real thing. I know people are getting it, but I don't feel like I'm not afraid at all.
You're also not going out and doing stupid shit.
Yeah. And I'm also wearing a, if I go out of my house to take the fucking trash out, I put a fucking mask on.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, tonight.
No, that's the thing. But, and you know, like for the most part, I only go out when I have to. I mean, I go for a walk, but I mean, to stores, I go once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks. I go to the market.
That's, on Sunday, my wife, daughter, and I just went for a car ride, and we just drove down Sunset all the way through Hollywood, all the way to the end of Sunset.
Oh, wow.
Then looped around and came back, but we never got out of the car. We never went to a drive. We never, we just fucking went. And that was just because we were all fried on being home at that point.
No, totally. It's boring. I get it's boring. I get nobody wants to do it, but
yeah.
If you do it now, we won't have to do it again in 6 months. See, but at this rate, we're going to have to do it again.
But here's the problem. All of us who are doing the right thing, I'm doing the right thing. You're doing the right thing. I trust the most of the pod people are doing the right thing. These assholes that aren't, we're going to have to do it again, right? Because there's too many assholes out there. We're going to have to do it again. No,
they're going to fuck it up, and it's going to – and do you think it's devastating now? Think about how fucked up everything will be if you have to do it all over again.
Also, do you have you come across old people that are deniers of it? Because that's the crazy shit. I'm not wearing a mask. Dude, I called my mom twice. I've called my mom. What are you doing? Oh, I'm at the store. I'm like, Mom, get the fuck out of there. What do you do? What do you need? Oh, nothing. I just want to get out of the house. I'm like, go fucking home.
Yep. No, it, in fact, most of the unmasked people I see are old people. I think, what are you fucking idiots doing?
Dude, tonight when I got home from work, I come in the house. My wife's down in the back fucking room and my daughter's doing volleyball practice, and I'm changing clothes and my doorbell rings. And I'm like, what the
fuck? Yeah, like, who the hell's at your door?
Fucking doorbell. Like, then I'm thinking, oh, maybe like UPS dropped something, and because they'll ring the doorbell and leave sometimes.
Right.
I open the door. There's an old man and an old lady standing there with a dog, no mask on. Did you know you have a rabbit in your front yard?
Oh, God. And they came to your door?
And I go, yeah, it's lived here for a year. It's my rabbit. And they're like,
yeah, go away.
Oh, we didn't touch it. And I'm like, it's a wild rabbit, so you're not going to get close to it. I go, I don't touch it either. I feed it, and it stays here, and coyotes come for it sometimes, but I honestly think she's back, and she's going to have babies again. But because the mama bunny.
Yeah, it's that time of year, huh?
She's back in the same spot she was last time. I remember last time, the babies were all over the yard, and then the coyotes came one night. Oh, fuck, but it's weird she's back in the same exact spot.
Do rabbits hibernate? Do you think she was in a bunker under your, like dug a hole under your house or something and was just sleeping through the winter?
When the fucking coyotes came, I saw her the next day, and then I was like, oh shit, they got the babies. And then I saw the babies and I saw her, and then they were gone. And I was like, all right, the coyotes scared them away. They're never coming back. And I never saw the babies again. You know, they took off. But then all of a sudden, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, the mom's back. She's back in the same spot. So I'm thinking she's going to have more babies.
I can't believe somebody would come to your door, though.
Dude, they've broken my fence 3 times trying to climb it to catch the fucking babies.
People are crazy.
Having a white picket fence, they break the top off because it's a fucking... By the way, you don't ever have wood and live near the beach. It is not a good combination. Yeah, it gets... Shit just rots and breaks all the time.
What do they want to do with them when they catch them?
They think they're, like, in danger. Like, no, they're a wild fucking rabbit. They're not a pet. They're not, and I don't, I can look at a rabbit and immediately, if I saw like a brown or a white bunny outside, I'd be like, oh, that's somebody's pet got loose. When you see that grayish one with the little cotton, it's a cottontail. That's what it is. When you see a cottontail bunny hopping around, that's a fucking wild rabbit. And I know that. And they're all over this neighborhood.
And I look at them like squirrels. I would never think I need to gather up that squirrel and save it. I'm like, oh, that's a squirrel and that's a rabbit. They live out here. Good luck. Like,
I'm not kidding. If she has babies, if there are more babies coming, I'm seriously going to put a sign. I'm going to have to put a sign. It's that bad. Hey, there's rabbits here. We know they're here. Don't fuck with them.
Yeah, stay out of my yard.
Yeah, stay out of my yard. Don't go near the rabbits. They're wild rabbits, but please don't mess with them.
Right.
And you know what's weird? My dogs are in that yard all the time. The bunny goes in its place when the dogs are out there, and the dogs don't fuck with it. Like, well, they're never out there without one of us. We're always out there with them.
Yeah, that they're not like hunting for them.
No. They run out the door. The rabbit hides. They don't chase the rabbit. They don't fuck with the rabbit, and they're cool. And it's like, we're fine. But people fucking, I don't know. Yeah. I hate everyone, Jack. I fucking hate
everyone. No, I'm with you.
I'm hating people more as this fucking COVID-19 goes on.
No, it just made me more and more upset with people.
Oh, my God. I do like, though. This is another thing that's going to get me. Right now, I've probably filled my tank since this started. I think I filled it last week for the second time since this whole thing started.
So, I'm sure you're getting great mileage. Yeah. It's cheap gas. Yeah.
But, and the gas is so cheap. It's freaking awesome. The second this ends, the gas prices are going to go right back to where they were. They're not going to be like, we've got a surplus because nobody used any fucking gas for 3 months.
No.
They're going to go right back to $4 a gallon or whatever it is.
Did you see the video of all the tankers sitting offshore because they don't have anywhere to unload the gas?
Yeah, it's hysterical.
There were just dozens of tankers sitting offshore waiting because we're using so little gas that they don't have anywhere to fill up with this gas that they've imported.
God, I know my niece, that got married, her husband is a... He's fucking like an engineer, but at like a Chevron refinery.
Okay. Yeah. My buddy's brother is an engineer at a refinery.
Yeah. And I was like, I was wondering how he's doing.
Yeah. That's for a while, that was a very lucrative place to be right now.
Not right now. Ooh. Right now, the only fucking good stable job is fucking working at a grocery store
or a hospital. But that's the thing, too. God, see, with this being a worldwide thing, the oil gas usage was down all around the world because nobody was doing any kind of, you know, like, it was crazy how little demand there was worldwide for gasoline. I don't know if we've ever seen that in modern times.
You know what I'm going to do as soon as this podcast is over? I am going to go do illegal dick shit. I'm going to go to the beach because they are having the glow-in-the-dark waves are happening.
Yeah, right. I saw that in the news.
Cool. It's a red algae bloom that creates luminescent or bloom, whatever they call it. Yeah, waves.
Bioluminescent. Yeah. Whatever. No, I saw that on the news.
I want to go see if they're popping tonight. I do want to go check that out.
Did you see the video of the dolphins swimming in it? It looked really cool.
Dolphins. It's also, I do like, it is cool to see how clean everything is and how wildlife is coming back down.
Huh?
I keep getting alarmed though, that I'm going to find like a rattlesnake. I've never seen a rattlesnake, knock on wood, in my yard ever over here. As much shit as we have. I mean, there's been deer in my yard and fucking we've seen everything. And in Malibu, I've seen mountain lions and bobcats and a lot of rattlesnakes. I've never seen one here. I do not want to run into a rattlesnake, especially with my dumbass dog.
You know,
dog.
It's supposed to be crazy hot the next few days. We're getting into rattlesnake weather.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, there's a lot of crazy shit. I think this weekend I'm going to maybe finally start hooking up my hot tub that I've had for like 2 years and not hooked up.
You have a hot tub?
Yeah, I got a hot tub. It's in my backyard and I never hooked it up. because the second I got it, my wife started bitching about it. It's gonna run the bill up. It's 220.
Where did you get a hot tub from?
My friend had it, and they moved, and they were like, "Hey, we gotta get rid of this."
How did you get it in your yard?
I moved. Oh, I had hired two dudes to move it with me. I still had my truck. Just That's how long I had it.
Okay.
Yeah, like, flipped it up, put it in my truck, drove it, unloaded, set it on its side, and drug it in.
Kind of narrow.
No, I've like 6 feet wide. It's pretty big.
Really, on the side by the garage? Is that where you took it in?
Yeah, I took it in. I had to take. There was a cross support beam I had to take off, and then we brought it in, and then we carried it down the stairs, and it's down in the backyard. But I've never hooked it up because I don't want to get bitched out constantly that the bill's high and it's my fault.
Where did you put it? By the hut or down by the workout area?
No, at the first yard. When you come down the first stairs, it's right there, right at the bottom of those stairs.
And you have to have electricity and water, right, to run it?
Yeah, you got to run it in. So and I haven't even leveled the yard's on a hill, so first I got to level that. It's just sitting there.
Right.
And then
what do you use, sand or whatever to?
You got to dig it down. I've got blocks. I've got a block base for it that I just got to level it, and then I can put the blocks in, and then I can set it on the blocks. Then I really wanted to go solar, but even just to hook up the solar shit for it is a couple grand.
Yeah, I would bet that solar stuff's never cheap.
Yeah, it's not cheap, and it's cool, and it would, and then it would be completely off the grid of the house, and I wouldn't be paying for it at all. But you got to put down that initial investment, and I'm not willing to do that yet. Well, that's been my whole plug. I haven't been able to do that yet.
So you've just had an empty hot tub sitting in your backyard for 2 years,
and it's got a big, it's got a cool cover on it. It's like a badass hot tub, but it's got like a really solid, hard cover that goes over the top.
Okay.
So it's not filling up. It doesn't have shit in it. It's not gross and dirty or anything. But I want something to get wet in here soon. Dude, by the way, that too. Fair kiddie enough. Pools are sold out everywhere. You can't get a kiddie pool right now.
I saw somebody posted about that there's no kiddie pools anywhere.
People are ordering them online. It's a whole fucking thing.
You know what else is funny? By the little Target by me when I was in there, I was like, maybe I'll buy a board game. Like, all the board games and video games were sold out too. Like, they've just
fucking
anything that's home entertainment has been cleared out.
Yeah. I basically watch TV. I binged watch shows I've never even heard of before.
Did you watch Tiger King?
No.
That was a good
people
one.
Keep telling me to do it, and then I'm like, I don't want to see it. I'm like, are they abusing the animals? They're like, oh yeah. And I'm like, you know what? I don't want to see that.
They do abuse. Trust me, they're not great to the animals, but it's more about the crazy rednecks that they are. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I watched all of that I had only like kind of heard of in the background, but ended up being really good, was Ozarks.
My wife started watching that. Someone told us that, and she started watching it. I'm on Hulu.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have Netflix and Amazon. So
we have Netflix, but my wife changes the passcode every single time she gets mad at my daughter. And then if you ask for it, it's like a fucking pulling teeth. So I'm just like, you know, fuck you and Netflix. I got Hulu. Go fuck yourself. So I watch Hulu. Hulu, I have Scrubs. In fact, last night I watched the last three episodes of the original
season
of the original one. Yeah. I watched the last three episodes of that. It was cool to see that. And that was a great ending.
Yeah. The crap that comes after that, when they try and bring it back and then they start the school. And
yes.
It got really off the rails when they moved it from NBC to ABC. It was a whole thing.
Yeah,
remember?
It was bad. And I've also started watching, Justified, the show Duke was in, started watching that. But then I watched there was a Hulu original show called Deadbeat about a guy that sees ghosts. It's a comedy. And I binged that entire series. I binged the entire seven seasons of Ray Donovan.
Oh, wow. I've heard of that, but never seen it.
I liked it a lot. It was very Sopranos-ish, but they were Irish mobsters instead of Italian mobsters, basically.
All right.
Yeah, good shit, though.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of TV.
Yeah,
because I'm working from home. I can just leave the TV on all day.
I when I was home, I wasn't working. When I was home, I was literally sitting here, watch something, get up, go in the kitchen, get something to eat, walk back in here, watch something else, get up, go in the kitchen, get something to eat, come back, watch something else. That's all I did. Oh, man.
It'll be interesting to see, too, how many companies start having more people work at home because –
yeah, because it works.
You know, now that when I was talking to my mechanic, because that's really the only social interaction, he told me his wife has been working from home, and now her boss likes it better, you know, and figured out they could save money on actually having offices. And so he thinks she's going to end up working from home from this point on.
Oh,
do you know, it's funny, when I went into the office today and my boss was like, how many people do you think just never come back and continue to work from, you know what I mean?
A lot of people.
And I mean, that's at our company where he's the boss. And he's like, how many of these people do you think just keep working from home?
My boss, he did it out of love, but it killed him. And it was there's an old lady that works at our work. It's been there 25 years or something like that.
Yeah.
And fuck, I love her, dude. I love her. She is this Asian, kind of mean, says really racist shit. Fucking dude, I absolutely love this lady. She is awesome. And she took the bus to work every day. And,
oh God.
And the boss, when this hit the fan, and she'd already, so just so you know, the precursor to this story, she had told them she was retiring in June.
Okay.
So she was retiring in June, and she has a car, and she drives, like, once in a blue moon, if it rains or something, she'll drive her car in. And the boss went to her before anything happened, and he said, will you do me a favor? Will you start driving?
Right. Yeah. He's like, don't take the bus.
And she said, no, I like to take the bus. And he said, please drive. And she was like, no. And he fucking paid her off.
Gave her early retirement.
Yeah. He paid her off and sent her home. So we don't have her anymore. And we would have had her through June. But right. And he did it because he was looking out for her. And he thought she was going to get COVID-19
for sure.
On the bus. And he's
that was really nice of him.
It was. But it fucking sucks that she's gone. Like, she was one of my favorite people at that place. Fucking cool old lady. But I'm glad she's not going to get COVID-19 and fucking croak.
Well, hopefully. Who knows where she's taking the bus to now?
No shit. Maybe she's a denier. She's on the bus. Fuck this.
Right. Right.
My God, she was funny, dude. She was like a cartoon character. That's what she was like. Oh my God, she was the best. All right, we're going to run out of room. Let's end this thing. Hopefully we'll get this up soon.
Yeah, we'll see if this actually goes anywhere.
See how it works out. So everybody, we might get a show back in again before the end of the year. So until then, peace out. Awesome. Goodbye.